Once there was a man who was walking across a bridge on a rather hot summer day. As he's walking across the bridge, he sees a rather disoriented and rather disheveled man just sitting on the bridge collecting money. The man looks up to the sky and calls out, "God, I am angry with you." And God responds to him saying, "Why are you angry with me? Well, look at this situation right here. Why aren't you taking care of this?" And God's response to the man was, "I did." "Well, how did you solve it, God?" "I sent you to take care of that man." From the beginning of creation, God has used us and is constantly calling us. He called the first man and first woman to be the stewards of the earth, the stewards of his creation. He calls Abraham to be our father in faith and to lead the tribes. He calls Moses to lead the Israelite people out of enslavement in Egypt. He calls all the prophets, Ezekiel, Jeremiah, Amos, to bring people to their senses to conform to God's will. He sends his Son, the Redeemer, not only to save us, but to show us the way to him. When Jesus has his first encounter walking on the banks of the Jordan, it is Simon who goes to Jesus and says, "What do you want?" And Simon responds to him by saying, "I want to see where you live." And Jesus says, "Come, follow me." Thus, Simon and the others are seekers. And with time, they become followers, the disciples. Now, in today's gospel, he commissions them to be the apostles, the ones to share in his ministry. Up to this point, they have seen Jesus teach, preach, heal, feed the hungry, drive out demons, cause the blind to see, the deaf to hear, the mute to speak. And Jesus is not to do this work on his own. And he is empowered by the Holy Spirit to do this. He commissions them. He says, "You are to go out two by two." He gives them a number of instructions of what to do, what they are to carry with them, what they're not to carry with them. They are to be welcomed into homes. They are to cure the sick, feed the hungry. This is our vocation as well. One of the things that has happened here is initially the seekers, the disciples, were receiving all these good things from Jesus. And now Jesus is turning them from receivers into being givers. Givers of the same work that he himself has been called to do. Turn, my brothers and sisters, we are called to do that as well. We are to be givers. Yes, we do receive. Receivers become stagnant. Givers grow. We sometimes forget that we too have ministries within our church that everyone is called to, whether it be as a lector, a hospitality minister, an extraordinary minister of communion to the homebound, to participate in various committees, to be a catechist. Everyone is invited to those ministries. And you may not feel that, you know, one is worthy to do that, but God is prompting you to do that. We even see in today's first reading from the prophet Amos, God calls Amos to be a prophet. And Amos is an unsophisticated shepherd, a dresser of sycamore trees. But the seed has been planted, and that seed did grow for Amos. The same thing happens to all of us. The seed of God is sown. Jesus is the sower. And we make the fruits of that work be known to others by what we do. But not only are we called to, you know, have our ministries within the church, but it goes beyond. We minister to those in our homes. We minister to those in our workplace by being the face of God to others. My brothers and sisters, we are always being called and always being used by God to be an instrument of his mercy and charity. So as we continue this liturgy, let us pray for the ways in which God has blessed us, and that God will continue to grow the seed within us so that we may be the face of God, not only to those within our parish community, but to those in the wider world.